Hacker Public Radio. This is Klaatu. I'm sitting around looking through some files on my big supercomputer here that runs Linux. And I'm just sort of scanning through some old stuff that I've got. And there's a file here that I meant to use for a podcast that I do, and I just never find a place for it. And I think it's a really great little interview, and it should be heard. And so it's going to be heard on Hacker Public Radio right now. It is with a guy named Scorch, or Scorchy, or Scorche. He's with the Rockbox project, and he's one of those programmers that you read about. I mean, this guy knows his stuff, and he's hacking away actively on the Rockbox project. So give this interview a listen. I was speaking with him myself on IRC, and he told me to mention something, and I, for the life of me, do not remember what it was. It was something about companies that have contacted Rockbox, something like that. I don't remember. So if you have any questions about the interview, you can either ask me on IRC, or you can go over to Rockbox and talk to Scorch, or Scorchy, or Scorche, the man himself. He hangs out there a lot. He's very helpful. A really cool guy. I am talking to Austin, a.k.a. Scorchy, of the Rockbox project. And Rockbox, of course, is... Well, what is Rockbox?
It's an open-source firmware for digital audio players like iRivers, iAudios, iPods, Gigabeats, that sort of thing. So people quite like it a lot, I mean, especially with iPods where you don't have to deal with iTunes. We enable a whole bunch more features such as, I mean, a full five-band parametric equalizer, a whole bunch of games, massive codec support, especially compared to anything else that's out there for a digital audio player. So
is anyone actually shipping with Rockbox?
No. However, there have been a few companies that have been sort of talking. There was one, Portable Electronics. I mean, they really were quite small. I had actually never heard of them before that. But they kind of disappeared from the face of the earth. Let's think. Sansa actually approached us as saying, you know, we would like you to write this firmware for us. And that, I mean, they gave us a few devices. They gave us a prototype with a JTAG port on it. But beyond that, I mean, that was pretty much it. Actually, regarding companies, there is one, that has been really kind to us, Austrian Microsystems. They make the DAC for the Sansa devices. Basically, we needed their help quite a few months. We actually were running on the Sansa devices without sound because we needed, you know, some data sheets in regards to that. We actually approached them. They offered to give us, you know, a tour of their facilities, and we actually did sign an NDA to get data sheets to that device. Recently, Sansa has upgraded their line to V2s. And they're actually using an Austrian Microsystem system on a chip as well. So a port actually hasn't been done to that because no one has actually made the effort quite yet, but I'm sure a port would probably be incoming, although who knows when. I mean, like I said, it's up to individual people to take it up.
So, but Rockbox strikes me as just being, like, phenomenally, intuitive and... logical in terms of the interface that you use with your portable media player. Mm-hmm. And I haven't actually used that many different portable media players. The ones that I have used essentially have all really, really been terrible in how you interface with it. Is Rockbox not being adopted because maybe it's too open or something?
Well, part of the difficulties is, of course, DRM. You can't have DRM in an open source world, of course, because then the DRM's algorithms and everything would be out in the open. Getting back to the intuitiveness, I mean, that's really our main gripe. I mean, the project started on Arcos devices sometime around December 2001-ish. and, you know, just the firmware's horrible. And, I mean, as opposed to a computer, these are embedded systems that, you know, you really don't have a choice about what's running on here. You can't change anything, and, you know, with Rockbox, you can. So, I mean, that really drives a lot of people to say, hey, you know what? This is our only option for media players, and there really isn't anything worth getting anything besides something that will run Rockbox.
And what is Rockbox on a technical level? Is it using a Linux kernel or something, or is it just completely different?
Actually, no. We did write the kernel from scratch, which is nice considering we don't have all the cruft of a full Linux kernel or even UC Linux or anything like that. So it's optimized. It's mainly in C with some assembly, of course, for optimization purposes. So.
Wow. And you guys have done a lot of different devices. How many of you are there?
There's probably around 60-ish developers. I don't really like to give numbers to core, but I would say probably around 20 to 30, although, you know, I may be way off on that.
Right, okay.
But it is quite an active developer base, so. I mean, you'll see we probably do, I mean, we range anywhere between 2 to 20 commits a day, so.
Right, okay. And you have nightly builds of, well, you have nightly builds, I guess, is the thing, right?
We do have nightly builds. However, typically when we talk to people, we say, you know, you're better off just using the bleeding builds. Because really, I mean, they are no more stable than the dailies, so.
Okay. I think
it is relatively stable, so.
Right, yeah. I mean, I installed.
I mean, it is still open source, so.
Right. No warranties come expressly implied, yeah. So I think I installed the nightly build, and I actually did a walkthrough on installing Rockbox on this podcast, and you were mentioning to me that maybe the Rockbox manual might be a better way for people to install this?
Yeah, I mean, the main reason for that is, you know, sometimes install methods can change, as well, people, I'm not saying you did, but, you know, a lot of people have gotten things wrong, and then, of course, people listen to these podcasts or read these things and do something wrongly and then come to us and say, why isn't this working?
So if anyone listens to my podcast and does the Rockbox install from that, yell at me, not at the IRC channels that you guys are in.
I mean, I wouldn't say yell at him. I mean, he's great for talking about Rockbox. I'm just saying a lot of times, you know, just consult the manual.
Yeah, and I have to say that manual, the official manual, is like really well written, and that's just how I. That's exactly. It got me through the installation pretty easily. So yeah, I was.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's a great product. Thanks for talking, and I encourage everyone to check it out. Where can they find it?
They can find it at www.rockbox.org. If you have more, questions about it or wonder more precisely exactly what it does. There is a link on the front page to, I think it says something like, what is Rockbox, which is a link to the Why Rockbox wiki page. That'll detail some more of our features, that sort of thing. Also on the front page is a list of all the targets that we support. And keep in mind, you're always free to come on hash Rockbox on Freenode. So.
Cool. All right. Thanks a lot, Austin.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.